Welcome back to the Mbaga Media Finance Podcast. Today, we're diving deep into a partnership that's quietly shaping the future of automotive technology, the joint venture between Rivian and Volkswagen, known as RVTech.
That's right. It's a collaboration that's much more than just a financial deal. It's fundamentally about building the very operating system for the next generation of electric vehicles. When it was announced, many saw it as a straightforward exchange of Rivian's software for VW's capital.
Exactly. Rivian, needing to scale and prove its tech, got a massive boost in validation. Volkswagen, facing immense pressure to electrify and digitize, secured access to advanced EV tech and much-needed software expertise. On the surface, it looked like a classic win-win scenario.
But as you mentioned, looking at it only through that initial transactional lens misses the bigger picture. The real genius here is the co-creation of a foundational EV architecture, a digital backbone designed for the long haul. They're not just building cars, they're building the software that will power them.
This strategic foresight positions RVTech as a technology-first entity, a platform developer. It's about building something with enduring value that can evolve. And that brings us to the core of why this is so important, the imperative of the software-defined vehicle.
Absolutely. For legacy automakers like Volkswagen, developing competitive EV software in-house has been a monumental challenge. They've struggled with integration, user experience, and keeping pace with tech-native companies.
In contrast, Rivian was built with software at its core. Its proprietary stack, from the OS to ADAS, was a huge advantage. This JV allows them to industrialize and refine that technology with VW's massive scale.
And for Volkswagen, it's a technological leap they desperately needed. Their internal efforts, while significant, were hampered by the sheer inertia of a global giant. This partnership bypasses years of development.
It significantly de-risks Rivian's software investment too. Their R&D spend is now being amortized across a much larger potential user base, and their technology is being validated by one of the world's largest automakers.
What truly sets RVTech apart is its structure. It's a true partnership, not just a supplier relationship. Both have skin in the game, fostering collaboration and innovation.
That $5 billion investment from VW is substantial, but it's likely just the beginning. Think of it as two companies pooling resources not just to build better cars, but to build the next generation operating system for all cars.
It's about creating a proprietary asset with broad applicability. When you first heard about this JV, did you see it as a defensive move by VW, a lifeline for Rivian, or a forward-looking growth engine?
I definitely lean towards the growth engine potential, especially when considering the scalability and adaptability of the platform they're building. That's really where the long-term value lies, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. The initial deal addressed immediate needs, but the true power of RVTech lies in what it can become. And that hinges on its inherent scalability and modular architecture.
This software stack isn't just for Rivian or VW's current EVs. It's designed for flexibility, adaptable to a compact city car, a family SUV, or even a commercial van. That cross-platform compatibility is a strategic imperative.
And the focus on the Western market is significant. It means the technology is optimized for the stringent regulations, consumer expectations, and infrastructure realities of North America and Europe. It's a tailored, sophisticated platform.
This positions them perfectly for the second wave of EV adoption. The first wave was early adopters, the second is mainstream consumers who will prioritize software parity, a seamless digital experience.
And let's quantify the cost of not having this. For many legacy automakers, developing a competitive EV software platform from scratch costs billions and takes years, with the constant risk of falling behind.
RVTech offers a proven path, a shortcut to acquiring these capabilities without that immense burden. Imagine the diagram showing the modularity, infotainment, battery management, ADAS, connectivity, all swappable and adaptable.
Rivian's R1 platform serves as the critical proving ground, where these technologies are developed and tested. Then, Volkswagen's scale allows for industrialization and deployment across its vast global network.
This scalability and adaptability directly unlock a significant, perhaps underestimated, revenue stream: third-party licensing. If you were an automaker struggling with EV software, wouldn't you be interested in licensing a proven solution?
That's the most compelling aspect for investors: RV Tech's potential as a revenue generator through licensing. It's like applying a software-as-a-service model to the automotive industry.
Automakers everywhere need advanced EV software, robust connectivity, and autonomous driving features. They're all grappling with the same integration and user experience challenges.
And in the automotive software licensing landscape, the field is surprisingly sparse. Few can offer a comprehensive, scalable platform backed by both Rivian's innovation and VW's global scale.
The potential licensees are vast: other legacy automakers, emerging EV players, even companies from different sectors looking to enter the auto market. Licensing a ready-made solution is far more attractive than building from scratch.
Imagine a chart projecting licensing revenue growth. As more automakers adopt the platform, the stream could grow exponentially, especially as the technology matures and becomes a de facto standard.
For Rivian, the benefits are direct: licensing revenue flows back to the JV, and Rivian benefits from a share of those profits. This diversifies revenue streams beyond manufacturing.
For Volkswagen, they gain access to technology and position themselves as leaders, potentially creating new, high-margin revenue streams. It's a win-win-win scenario.
This licensing model has a proven track record in tech. Think of Apple's iOS or Qualcomm's mobile technology licensing. The potential scale and profitability for a core automotive software platform are immense.
RV Tech's intellectual property is a hidden asset in Rivian's valuation. This licensing revenue can significantly improve gross margins and bolster overall profitability, moving Rivian closer to sustained profitability.
So, what do you think is the single biggest undervalued asset in Rivian's current market valuation? I'd argue it's this licensing potential of RV Tech.
I'd have to agree. It's easy to get caught up in the production numbers, but the long-term value creation is in the software. Now, how do investors track this potential? We need to look at key performance indicators for RV Tech.
Definitely. The most immediate indicator is the adoption of RV Tech-powered software across Volkswagen Group's vast portfolio. Each successful integration across brands like Audi, Porsche, or Skoda validates the technology.
But the real game-changer, the true signal of RV Tech's success as a standalone provider, will be third-party licensing deals. When RV Tech signs with automakers outside the VW Group, that's a major inflection point.
Beyond those headlines, we should monitor development milestones. What progress is being made on ADAS, infotainment, and connectivity features? Tracking the cadence and quality of these developments shows ongoing innovation.
We might also see announcements of further partnership expansions within the broader automotive ecosystem with component suppliers, charging providers, or even autonomous driving specialists.
As the JV matures, its own profitability will become a key metric. The goal is for RV Tech to become a self-sustaining, profitable entity, with Rivian benefiting from a share of those profits.
Competitive benchmarking is also crucial. How does RV Tech's software stack up against other tech giants or specialized automotive software firms? Is it offering superior performance or user experience?
And we can't forget the evolving regulatory landscape. Regulations for EVs, safety, and autonomous driving can create opportunities for a platform designed with future compliance in mind.
Looking at expert projections and industry forecasts provides valuable perspective too. What are analysts saying about the growth of the automotive software market and the success of ventures like RV Tech?
This brings us to the long game. The true value realization from RV Tech is not overnight, it's a multi-year process. But for investors who understand its strategic depth, it's a pivot that can redefine Rivian's financial narrative.
It means the market might be underestimating this partnership's long-term potential. The real value is being built in development centers, laying groundwork for future revenue streams less tied to manufacturing.
It's about shifting from a hardware-centric business to a software and services model, much like Apple. RV Tech is Rivian's key to unlocking that future, leveraging VW scale for accelerated development and monetization.
And consider the alternative for VW, continuing internal struggles versus strategically partnering with a company that has a significant software head start. This JV is a strategic acceleration for them.
This partnership is a blueprint for how legacy industries navigate disruption. It's a recognition that collaboration, pooling resources, can create something greater than the sum of its parts.
And if RV Tech proves successful, it could have ripple effects across the entire automotive sector, fostering similar collaborations and a new era of specialized tech development.
The future of driving is being coded right now, and RV Tech is at the forefront, building the digital infrastructure for the next generation of vehicles. For investors, that represents a compelling opportunity.
So, to wrap up, the Rivian Volkswagen JV, RV Tech, is far more than a financial transaction. It's a strategic alliance building the digital architecture for future EVs.
It validates Rivian's software expertise, provides scale, and opens new revenue streams through licensing. For VW, it's a vital shortcut to advanced EV tech and digital transformation.
The brilliance lies in its focus on a scalable, adaptable, foundational EV software platform. This modular approach streamlines development and creates immense potential for third-party licensing.
RV Tech is strategically positioned to become a key provider in the emerging automotive software market, offering a compelling alternative to costly in-house development.
For investors, understanding the long-term implications is paramount. Value creation is happening in the development labs, measured by adoption, licensing, and evolution.
Monitoring KPIs like VW Group integration, external licensing deals, and software advancements will offer a clearer picture of RV Tech's growing influence and its potential to enhance Rivian's valuation.
In essence, RV Tech isn't just building software for cars, it's building the future of automotive technology. It's a testament to strategic collaboration in navigating disruption.
The foundation laid by this partnership, with its emphasis on scalable software and licensing potential, positions it as a pivotal player in the mobility revolution. The coded future of driving is being written here.
And for investors looking to participate in that future, this partnership represents a compelling opportunity to be part of a fundamental industry transformation.